Accession number 12710, Mr. John Avery, Reel 11.
Mr. John Avery, Reel 11. On the journey through and Palestine and up into Iraq, about what speeds were you travelling?
Well, a normal speed, you know, around about 30-40 miles an hour, like, you know.
And were you just in line ahead on the road or spread out or what?
Well, you had a distance between each vehicle. And as a wee yakak, like, you know, we had. We're in a section, like, you know, like I said, like on a convoy, there's aircraft, for, you know, section. And as I said before, like, the coast went in for us, preferring the mails for when we got in at night time for the evening mail. Because what you used to have, like, you just like a packed lunch, like, you know. Haversack rations, you know. What is it called? Haversack rations.
What would they comprise of?
Maybe a tin of bullion, a packet of biscuits. See, that's what he had. And you maybe had some tea. I don't know. I can't remember now. If we got at one, like in noon time, there was. Dixie's a tea left for it. I couldn't tell you exactly that about it. But I know we had Damasak rations. Because, as I say, you know, I cannot remember everything, like, you know, just like this little bit. But as I say, we fell up a stage and stopped there. And we moved off up into to Iraq. Wonderful, like, not the world, something amazed me, you know, going through Palestine that way. This stones all over, and they said it was something like that in the Bible, like, you know, I don't know, I'm not kind of thinking what it was now, but there was stones, like, this, like, you know, big stretches of nothing else but stone. And there was a road going through, sort of stuff. And we went up to into Iraq, like, you know, to Kirkuk. And that's where the oil fields were. I remember seeing them, the oil derricks, like, you know, because I think I stopped there and got petrol in these big. Tin cans, like, you know, and there were nothing really out flash like these tin cans, the least little nut, and they were, you got leakers, that's that. And you used to use that more to wash with and wash your clothes with than water was. If you get one of them 4 gallon things, you used to take the top off and drop a match in, night time. Cheaper than water, it was that pepper. No? Aye,
so a burning can of petrol, tin of petrol, was your nighttime warmth and light.
That it was, aye. You just tin of big 4 gallon tin, you know, a square tin. You should just put the top off, like, you know, and just drop a match in, and you just there till burnt away. Four gallons of petrol going smoke. I mean, there was apes of it. And when you sometimes you go to ape, you pick one and use it out. It had a leak in it, you see, empty tin. Well, it won't be for me things like that. So them tins like that at times. This is going for me story sort of stuff. Yossi Joseph building sangas sort of style, building trenches like, you know, fill them full of sand, like, and pile them up. And they come in handy for one thing. But as I say, we went up there into Iraq, we stopped there for Iraq, you know, and every time you stop, like, you know, if the mail wasn't ready yet, the guns off the Akak, the sand blown, like, you know, clean it down, strip it, and, you know, go through the rigmarole, clean it, check an ammunition, see if it was all right, like, you know, everything was all right, your rifle and all that was still being, you know, they always kept you going or something. And if come around with guards, like, you know, night time, like, you know, guarding the thing, come in, might be out to go on guard, like, you know, go on guard. And you stay there at night time.
Did you have your weapons inspected regularly?
Oh, yes, because, as I say, do you know what the man has got to wear with? They would just say, oh, it's clean, and it wasn't, so they used to say, clean your rifle, and you show your rifle, and that was it.
Did you have any trouble with the natives travelling through?
No, not a great deal. They used to amaze me, you know, like, you know, going through the desert, like, you know, through that part, and, you know, where there was no road, just a thing. And you stopped. You'll be travelling all day, like, you know, three parts of the day. Look around you, right around you, and you wouldn't see a soul. Not a thing. But as soon as you stopped, lagging up a bit, they were there. Where they come from, you could never know where they come from. I used to see the shit out of the ground. You're selling eggs, you know, for tea. Eggs for shy, you know, and sugar. No, no. Yeah.
Was there any thieving? Did they attempt to steal anything of yours?
No, not there. I never heard of any attempt at thieving, because there were, I don't think it was, because there was lads there on night time, guard night. But as I say, that didn't say they wouldn't punch you, like, but I never heard of anything.
Did you have to sleep with your weapons beside you?
Yes. Well, some of them had them strapped, you know, your rifle strap. Just strap it around your wrist and shoot on your ground sheet, like, you know.
Was that in case they came and stole them?
But this is what they were telling you in about the Indian and all that, about the same thing, about tiddling your nose and turning you over and taking a rifle. They would say, well, if that's the case, there's no point. They also just take the knife and cut it and take it out underneath you. But as I say, we never got nothing pinched here. No. Till we, when we come back, or was it when we go to Albania? I don't know. Let's see. He thought, well, we're going up then. There was a big RAF. Air Force barracks there. Was that going up, I wonder? Oh, well, as I say, we've got to that place and all, Albania. And there was tents there. And that's where there was a lot of fame. Where these Albanian rebels. There'd been a bit of a skirmish, and one on the top of this plateau we were on, down just down low in this trench, which was dead horses and men all down there, they're all pretty dim, like, you know. And we were on the air. We got lowered out to go down to the Rafa place, like, you know, the thing got in there, and the marvelous in there, that there was shops, fish and chip shops in there. Well, actually, when I was there, I said, what's these? The home from home, these. Everything in there, they had everything. Ah.
And do you recall going through Baghdad, the city?
Yes.
The city line?
Oh, yes, I.
What happened there?
Oh, you got the kids running after you, and you heard a lot of conflicts, like, you know, a lot of what you didn't understand, like, you know, they might have been calling, they might have been praying, but you didn't know. But as I say, an instance there, at Dalmania, we were on the top, and there was this Indian Indian regiment up there, and went up there one night, and there was our English RSM in charge of, like, anything. They start their mess, and went in, shot, and he said, "Can I come in?" "Aye." "Any beer?" "Very little beer," he says. Plenty room," he says. So we stopped in, got room. And the lad there, yeah, his name. We also call him Wimpy Wimpy Spider. You got that much room. You know that tent pole and thing. He couldn't go past that. Trying to go out, and he came walking in there till the lads got all of him, put him out. Aye. Or, you know, with this English RSM, where he, yeah, let's go in the mess, like, you know, good. And then, we're coming back from there, and got back, and there was a bit of inquiry. Because one lad, I don't know where he was from, what platoon or battalion he was out of. I found him dead, drunk, like, you know, killed the choked himself, like, on his own woman. And as I say, he went to them place in Baghdad, like, you know, and when we're going through there, we got got shouted at, and kid, young running behind the truck and shouting, like, you know, but you didn't know what they were getting at, or what they were. They might have been telling you, calling you all sorts, but you didn't know.
Did you stop, or did you go straight through?
Went straight through. No, we didn't stop in any towns or something. Went straight through. They always had a place, well, outside, just for you when you went in, like, you went there for your meals.
When you got to the camp that you were heading for, up in the top where the river was, what were you doing there?
Well, as I say, defences. Building defences and, you know, usual drills and one thing or another, like, you know.
And what were you living in? What conditions?
Tents. And there was snow there. No on the ground. Never forget one night there. We were in our tents, like, in the, you know, couldn't go nowhere, like, you know, playing cards amongst ourselves. And the lad, he's dead now, belonged to the town, Bobby Gibbons. He used to be a pioneer for the town. And we're playing cards, like, and this Digger Robinson, that he was done around, like, he come in with some of this, we call it airplane wine, he come with a bottle of white, just looked like water. And he So it was lightweight wine. Just, I want none of that. No. And this is Bobby Gibbons. Give it to me, he says. He sucked it. Oh, dear me. I even must have had an inside like I don't know what. Anyway, playing cards. That drunk, he was playing for his uniform, like, you know. he walked out there, walked out the tent. And there was slit trenches outside. Like. Fell in a slit trench. And the snow on top of him. Looking high and low for him. And that's where he was at, just outside the tent. It hadn't been for that, that airplane while we got it. He'd have been dead, aye. Aye, he's there. Aye.
What did you do there? You were building defences and...
Digging trenches and one thing and another, like, you know.
How did you keep warm? Because the winter was rather severe.
Aye. Well, we just got up in the morning, PTA running and, you know, and archery to that and... You work and digging, you know. Oh, they kept you warm. They kept you on the go.
What did you do in your free time, as you were miles away from anywhere?
Well, went to, I think call it Mosul, just over the river. Just over the river, across this bridge, like I can remember. And went into this place. And it's all the ancient markets and that, you know, the little... Walking down the street and the round thing where traders did all sorts of beads and handicraft and all sorts. Well, we got a ring made out there, and we were at the same place. So for very little, made out of a silver spoon. Just for very little. And
were there any places to go in Mosul for
entertainment? No, not really. No. He just had to walk around and see the place. I think that was all, because there was nothing really there. It was just to walk around and see the handicraft and that.
Did you go in often? Was a transport laid on for you?
No. I think I was only in the once. Be honest and truthful once, and that's, I say, I got that while I was there made.
Did you see much of the people?
No, not a great lot. We had a interpreter there. Just made him a sergeant, like, you know, while he was there, like, you know. He did all the interpreting, like, you know. And I couldn't remember his name, but as I say, it's gone now.
And were you still bugling and?
Yes.
Akak?
Yeah. I was still bugling, because that's where I said then. I was there when we were up there in Mosul. I was. I think we had Sergeant Shepherd then. As a sergeant. Now we were up there. It was one Sunday morning. I may have told you this. I don't know. We were up right there. I was duty bugler. To go and wake the RSM page. Knocked at his tent, like, you know. That's up there. Are you up, sir? Yes, who's that? I said, Bugle Ravy, sir. No, I said, wait out there, I want to see you. Because I was foreman RC's church parade and C of A's church parade. So he knocked there, he come out and looked at me, like, you know, he could never put us up for dressing and all that, because he knew where I was. Spot on, like, you know, nearly spot on. And he looked at me and he said, you're a fool to yourself, you. Oh. I said, what do you mean, sir? call yourself, explain yourself. I said, I'm an eternal Lord. In the back of my mind, I said, he's getting to know who we're out on a shindig that night. Like, you know. I said, I don't know, sir. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I said, you'll explain yourself better. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know. But that was in the back of my mind, like, you know, we're getting some rain, I think, then. And then we had a bit of a shindy. I said, you found yourself and stand on this little hill, like, and you could look down, see all the tents, like, you know, for the company. Say that tent down there. Oh, yes, sir, says. Oh, I got the tent. He said, no, it is. He says, you should have been running that now. Oh, I said, forget about that, sir, me running that. I'm all right as I am, like, you know. He says, that's it, he says. All right, yeah. As long as you get your beer and that, he says. I said, oh, is he going to come? He's coming. He didn't know. He said, no. He said, it's the only trouble you, he says, the beer.
Did you get much sport in that
area?
Oh,
aye, yes, oh, aye. Oh, aye. We played football. And we get the other competition going, like, you know. We played in each company, each platoon in the battalion. And out of the whole battalion, there was the Akak and the Mortars. That was Kirby, Major Kirby, which was only his company commander there, of the platoon. And his Mortars and us was in the final. And anyway, as I say, got to move up the blue and never got played. Because we used to, on this place, like, you know, we played at, there's a Nash Award, you used to run a book. Bookies run about on us, like, you know. We were pretty good, like, you know, football. No, yeah, it was just two in the final. It never got played. They always was kid Major Kirby, and I said, you wouldn't get across the halfway line. He said, we would have beaten you. But I said, you would. You could never beat us. You know. I said, look. He said,
What was the food like that you were eating?
Well, it wasn't great shakes, like, you know, but. When a man is hungry, he's grateful for what he got. Like, you know, the grub was not too bad, but not...
Do you recall what kind of food you were getting?
No, I couldn't. Like, you know, the more bully beef and dried cabbage and dried potatoes and all that effort. If you didn't get soaked properly, it was... wicked, like, you know, but there you are. You get it, and that was it. So I used to eat it, and that's how it did. I remember we were up there all that time, and as I say, we got the thing to come away, like, you know. And we got the duties of Braegard. After everybody had gone out, cleaned the place up. And where the latrines were, like, you know, where they had the fishing around the latrines, we just filled them in, like, you know. Where they used to have, latrines and all the swill, you know, that was left.
What were the latrines like?
Well, just holes in the thing. And all it was for privacy a bit was etching round little place to go in, like, you know, a bar. A couple of bars, like, you know, a bar across, like, you know, the, sort of sit down. If you fell over, you'd fall in the wall. But that was about it. And you used to dig that. If you got, when we got full, like, you know, when they got full, like, you know, they, as I say, they had a pineapple town there, and they used to go and dig these old, fresh holes, like, you know, while we were there. But as I say, we were on the rave party, we had to fill.
Did they smell a little bit?
Oh, did they? You were telling me. And just fill, you know, the swill after your meal, like, you know, what you, you know, you just chuck it all in the big tin, and you just chuck it in there and all, like, you know. Good then. And then we, as I say, we were rave party, we just filled it in. And you wouldn't believe it. Them wogs, you never seen them. But as soon as we filled that in, they were digging it out. Among, you know, among you, fuck. Well, we honestly, thing, we're getting them there, we had to. The officer said, fire a few rounds out up there, just pump a few rounds to chase them away. But I said to the officer, I said, what's good as that? I said, it's time we get away down that road, I said, they'll be there again. So.
You ever find out why they were digging it out?
For the food, the swill. In among the. It just shows you how rough they lived. These, aye, if you say, I don't know if Jimmy Coughlin was at the time, but me and Tubby Singlewood, we got the orders to fire over the top of them. And we tell them, she said, as soon as we get down the road, they'll be in there again. So. Good old child. As long as the office had it all cleaned up and covered up, he could report it was all clean, which it was all dug back in again, like, you know.
Was there another unit coming in behind you that you were moving out?
Well, not that I know of. Well, it could have been, but I doubt it, because I think the threat was over then, like, you know, the threat had been over and we coming out.
About what time did you leave?
Ooh, let's see. Could be, about February or something like that. It was into the next year, like, you know. Could be in February, March. I'd say February for it. I might be wrong, you know, that's memory.
Was it the same route back?
Same old way back again, like, you know, then.
Did you know where you were going this time?
Oh, we got away down through Egypt and that way. Got to know, because we're going up the blue. Got to know, we're going, I've got that, I can always remember this, we were taken over from the 4th Indian Year.
And did you realise that would mean action?
Yes, we knew then.
How did you feel about that going into that?
Oh, well, I would be in France, like, you know, we knew there was going to be some healthy stuff flying around, you know, but as I said, yeah, we went up and we took over from the 4th Indian Deer.
Do you remember your journey up through the desert?
Yes, well, never. As I say, you get blurred with a lot of things, like you're travelling, then you might mix one travel with the other, like, you know.
So where did you go into the line? Where was it?
Gizala. I went in Gizala. We had, we had Indian chefs. Indian chefs we had then. And I think we got a lot from the 4th Indian, if I don't know, like, you know, but we had Indian chefs, they were as light as a light as above in the world. You know, if you had nothing on the world, on the road, you were very light.
The whole battalion travelled right up by road?
Yes, Well, that's how they all did, because we did, and we took over of the 4th Indian Division, like, you know. We used to have on the flashes, the old shade of them, like, you know, on the flashes.